Cattle feedlot inventories are actually up 1% from a year ago at 10.9 million head, even though producers during November placed the second lowest number of cattle into feedlots since the Agriculture Department started keeping track back in 1996, placements down 4% from a year ago. So how did we get a 1% bump up in feedlot inventories? Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham says, of course, it's because marketings last month out of feedlots were the lowest on record, down 11% from a year ago. Feedlots are keeping cattle in there longer.
Cost of gain was relatively cheap because corn was low relative to previous years, so they could afford to keep cattle on feed longer.
Giving them more poundage to sell and time to hopefully see prices go higher. However, in recent weeks, prices have dropped, leaving feedlots in a squeeze.
They paid a lot for those feeder calves 6 months earlier, so cattle feeders are going to see their margins coming under pressure.
Processor margins are already, as Shagham puts it,
strongly negative.
So how long that will last depends on how beef demand behaves both here and for export. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.